You're listening to Unregular Radio. The following program is mature content intended for adults only. The views, opinions, and thoughts expressed here are not necessarily those of Unregular Radio, its staff, or its affiliates. Furthermore, do not attempt to recreate any of the situations described, as it may prove physically, legally, or financially harmful. And as always, thank you for listening to Unregular Radio.
This week, the new Bond movie is out. It stars Arma 3 developers. The Wii U has arrived in the U.S. How will you play next? And in this time of togetherness, which video games make us feel warm and fuzzy, and which ones make us want to murder fuck each other? Sounds like last week's one, doesn't it? A new rumor claims Joseph Gordon-Levitt is definitely going to be in the Justice League. In the other news, DC still thinks the Justice League is a good idea. I'm Rick Dazlitz.
I'm John Seedley.
I'm still Nick.
I'm a song from the 60s.
And this is the D-Pad. It's the D-pad.
Hey.
Fuck you, CJ.
All right. Wow. That's.
I'm sorry. I've been waiting to do that for.
It's the C-pad. You gotta wait for the song.
God, we were live.
Guys,
we're live right now, baby.
Guys, it's the week after Thanksgiving. Why don't we be nice to each other?
Because it's the week after Thanksgiving, and the second Thanksgiving is done. You are legally bound by law to kill anyone in your way.
Why do you think Black Friday exists?
Black Friday. Do we know how many people? Is this a terrible way to start? Do we know how many people died on Black Friday? Because there's always a number.
I think the number was about a dozen.
Jesus.
About a dozen. It's true. It's sad.
God.
It's sad.
By the way,
it's true. It happens, and it's horrible.
That's why it's called Black Friday.
Whoops.
Whoa. I like that sound.
Spoilers.
Effect.
We got spoilers for later. There we go. Oh, God. So, hey, how were you guys' holidays?
I was thankful CJ didn't say the C-pad.
It's true. Well, he did. No, he did. But I beat him too this time.
You're supposed to wait until the song ends.
No,
that's
it
what
was
we
fading
do.
Out. It was.
I mean,
weird.
Yeah, if you're going to cheat, you're going to beat me.
There was no cheating. You saw the thumbs up. I gave the thumbs up, and that's
ladies.
We were live.
No. Hey, you wait for the song to end. You don't want to cut
off
the song.
No.
Our fans listen for the songs. They don't listen for us.
Wow. Yeah, that's true.
That's
they
why you
probably
notice
do.
The spikes are in the first 5 minutes,
CJ,
like
the
35 minutes in.
It's true. Do you guys out there, do you guys listen for the music? Do you guys just listen for the music? You can let us know.
Yes, Rick, we do.
You can let us know if you go onto our Facebook
then we'll
page
change
or if you.
DJ pad.
We love your music.
Rick,
we love
Facebook.com.
Okay, I think
listen.
We all that's drank true. Way too much before coming to the studio because we're all talking over each other like crazy today.
Facebook.com/thedpad or downright D-pad on Twitter. We're live right now. You can chat with us. You can throw some stuff in there. You can tell us what music that you think we chose is terrible.
Yeah.
So, we do our dedications. Dedications.
What are we dedicating to aside from the the victims of Black
Friday?
So this week, being
the fall and with the elections over, you know, politics, or we're kind of winding down on the everyone's still a little bit, you know,
on
raw from all that.
The fall of America.
There was one. See, well, right now there's all these, you know, political things about like, oh, he's going to be Secretary of State, Secretary, whatever. There was one ambassadorial. Thing that just came out that's really huge news. So our dedication this week goes out to the newest cultural ambassador to the Middle East by the U.S. Department of State, one Andrew W.K.
I have an update to that.
Shut up, really?
Yeah.
I have an update to that.
Yeah.
The next day they took it away.
No!
Oh, no! What?
Oh.
Yeah, the Department of State wanted to send Andrew W.K. to the Middle East, specifically the country of Bahrain, as a cultural ambassador.
Yeah.
And the next day, the ambassador of Bahrain said... No.
Came down from his head over.
No,
and
he said, no, we
terrible.
Don't want that. So they rescinded the invitation to...
We are going to party and we'll party hard.
To party in Bahrain, party in Bahrain. To amazing party rocker.
Holy shit.
And WK, it will no longer be getting paid by the state to go party in Bahrain.
You know what I learned recently? I just learned that Andrew WK is not Russell Brand. How about that?
Jeez. Aside from their nationality being different, I'd say, they
Who
probably
knew?
Are not, in fact, the same person.
But then again, the reminder, we still have Harold from Harold and Kumar as a high-level representative of the United States to India.
Wait,
what?
Because he's the best Indian celebrity we
have.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought Harold was the Asian one.
Okay, Kumar.
No, that was Kumar.
Kumar. Sorry.
Come on.
And Harold is...
Seriously.
So Cal Penn and John Cho.
Technically, yeah. they're both Asian. Right?
It's true. No, that's true.
No, India is its own thing. They didn't
it's
know Asia.
Southeast Asia.
No, they didn't know Asia existed though until Asia invaded India.
What?
I love CJ's history.
Wow, we've gone. We're getting into some weird national
because
stuff
of the mountains that what? Separate India from the rest of Asia.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Can we get a fact checker for CJ?
Yeah. Can we get someone check that? Someone check the Asianness of.
I mean,
India
I'm talking about thousands of years ago, but.
Yeah, there's no mountains anymore. Thousands of years ago, though.
They just discovered China. Just discovered India.
They all went
three
away
days ago.
No, there were mountains thousands of years ago, and India was its own self-sustaining
culture
developed by itself as opposed to the rest
back
of Asia.
Then Iron Man
There were mountains thousands of years ago. You just blew my mind.
You're not even arguing with me. You're all just being dicks.
Welcome to the D-pad.
At least argue with me.
You're kind of right, but thousands of years ago, the mountains would be mountains. You'd have to go millions of years ago to get mountains and have them
what?
Not be there.
I was never trying to say they weren't mountains. That's why I'm confused about why you guys are being dicks.
Oh, then yeah, we are just being dicks.
Yeah, okay. We're being dicks to you because you're CJ and that's the D-pad.
Wow. So
you'll
let's
get
talk,
yours, Beeble. Watch
let's
out.
Talk about stuff. How's that?
Oh,
let's do stuff.
Content. So the Wii U came out.
Should we do Wii U first?
Yeah, let's do Wii U first because that's the one I give a shit about. Let's do that.
There's a couple of things that have been coming
up. Yeah, well, see, Wii U didn't exist 1,000 years ago.
That's true.
Now
it didn't.
It does.
Now it does. So there's been a lot.
It's not part of Asia.
But
Wii
China will not
separate.
Discover it for a while. Apparently.
Now, we got a couple of things for the Wii U. For one, the launch. There have been some interesting numbers coming out. I mean, everyone knows that it sold out. Before it sold out from its initial stock, and then it sold out again at Black Friday.
So well, the deluxe version.
The deluxe, no, both versions.
I found a dozen white Wiis, and I said, "Nope."
Yeah, that's how. That's
trying,
how.
Yeah, you're trying harder than
that's
the
what she said.
Mom.
No, I called Target. That's how hard I tried, and they said, "Yeah, we've got like two. We
no
got the
love
white ones,
for the
though.
Wii joke.
No,
finding a dozen white Wiis. No, all right. Now Microsoft put out a figure. They were like, see, we're still doing better than Nintendo. We sold over that week 750,000 units, and they only sold 400,000 units.
Oh, wow.
Of the Xbox 360 versus the Wii U.
I'm surprised that there are still 750,000 kids in America who don't have an Xbox.
Exactly.
Well,
now, here's the thing.
They buy several because they break them by throwing
now,
the controllers
now
out.
Now, that's part of it. That was part of the thing is that, for one, Microsoft is counting globally.
Yep.
Whereas the Wii U had only come out in Japan, and Japan it had already had its main launch. And yeah. And that was launch week for the U.S., and Europe didn't see it until this week. I think it comes out in the U.K., well, I guess 3 hours ago in their time.
Well, okay.
Well, it just came out.
Then again, in defense of Microsoft, not really a defense, but an explanation, they're not doing it as a bragging thing. They're trying to do it to boost stock.
Which is kind of the same thing.
Meg Zaremba wants us to stop being mean to CJ.
Too bad. We're doing it.
Tell her to get back to the kitchen, please.
Wow.
Holy shit.
I think the
all
big
right.
thing is it's not necessarily Microsoft saying, hey.
I'm not supposed to say anything hateful on this.
That's true.
I love the kitchen.
Would you say that you love it in the kitchen?
What?
Moving on. So all I right, played the Wii U.
Yeah, Wii U.
Okay, back to the actual.
So yeah, people.
Yes, somebody go.
It was more that they were just saying, it was like, they were just trying to make it sound good from Microsoft's perspective. And Nintendo's going to make it sound good from Nintendo's perspective.
Right.
It's the statement you assume they release.
Here's the thing. At launch, there's always going to be fewer consoles available at launch.
That's how
it works. Yeah. Every console has done it.
So basically, you're saying Nintendo sold out of all that they could have sold out of.
Pretty much. Of all that they were able to produce and get to the United States for that week, yes. They sold out of all of them.
The black ones.
No, this was all units.
They must have sold out at a Nintendo level and not at
a individual. You guys think Black Friday is a big deal in Japan?
Marketing level. No, they don't have Fridays in Japan.
Well, no, it wouldn't. Black Friday wouldn't be a big thing in Japan because they don't do Thanksgiving.
I was
going to say, like, well, and it's true because a lot of them do like Christmas
guys,
and all that stuff.
This is a humor video game news and media podcast. Humor is part of that.
Yeah, that's
trying.
Yeah. Is it? Is it really?
I can't be as good as Rick Deslitz all the time, but I'm trying.
Well, no, there's been some features that only really kind of started getting attention after it came out. For one, a lot of people, there's a handful of people reviewing it saying that it actually got undersold as a game device for a couple of reasons.
In what sense?
For one, I didn't actually know about this. This might have been a well-known feature before, but the gamepad itself has a sensor bar built into it.
Oh, cool.
In the top of it, it actually has like it has two purple lights, which I assume have some infrared.
Actually, I didn't know about that either.
Yeah. Oh, so maybe that's a new thing.
I think
thing,
I had heard about that.
You had okay. I didn't know. It sounded new to me, but I wasn't totally sure.
It makes
sure.
sense because I mean, if they intend on you propping up the gamepad.
Yeah. So someone, there's a video. Zelda Informer did a whole bunch of different reviews from mm-hmm. different editors they have there on it. And it's one of them playing the Wii U, playing Black Ops 2 through the gamepad with a Wiimote. Using the sensor bar on the gamepad, and apparently they were like, "Yeah, this is actually not that bad, especially for a launch thing. Fairly well implemented, actually."
Then again, they were also playing Black Ops 2.
Yeah,
so.
Which you know, there's not a whole. Now it gets interesting because now Nintendo has always been a big fan of mixing their consoles and their handhelds. They've been doing it since the Super Nintendo with the Super Game Boy. Apparently, the gamepad is also capable of stereoscopic 3D.
Can
which, if you remember,
games?
Is what 3DS does. So it's unknown right now.
Is 3D what 3DS does?
Well, no, but it does in particular stereoscopic 3DS. Yeah. They do hilariously have an option for red and green for red and blue 3D glasses in there as well, built in.
Weird.
Because you know, in case you wanted the 1980s version of a 3D game,
in case you want the nausea of the 3D, but faster.
No, see what I hope that means. What I really hope that means is that they're planning on putting out Virtual Boy games under their virtual console.
That would be amazing. Yeah,
wouldn't
that's
it
what
be?
I thought of too.
That'd be amazing. I'm surprised that the 3DS hasn't done it yet, but the vector graphics they would have to update those a decent amount to make it work.
No, I just got a tweet from @shaboobdyboobs, but
shaboobdy boobs.
It's interesting. Wow. It seems that. The Wii U actually did sell less than the Wii itself did when it came out. So,
when it came out?
Yeah.
Well, the
so
Wii also we also came out earlier in November,
problem.
I think.
Part of it also
maybe.
Was I think at release the Wii U was
the
more
economy.
Expensive than the Wii. I could be wrong
that's
about
true.
That.
That's true. No, that is true. The Wii I want
to
say was $250.
And this one was about
this was $350. This is the most expensive console on the market right now. It is.
I mean, the Wii came after the GameCube, which was awesome too. The Wii was coming after the Wii, which people were already
skeptical
about.
Think about even the Wii at the time. Was I mean the Xbox 360 was maybe $50 more? It was like $299 at the time.
Yeah, about $300.
Yeah,
and
the Wii came out at $250. So when it came out, it wasn't the most expensive.
It was the cheapest.
Yeah, and the PS3 was $599. It was insane at the time how expensive that was.
When the Wii came out, I think it had a drop from the $600. I think it was
Came out the same week. They came out a week apart. Yeah.
Huh.
Okay. That was the big thing was that they were like, we're gonna put it out, and Sony was like, so are we, and everyone was on both sides like, oh shit, here we go, and. No, so it's the most expensive one on the market. It feels experimental to people because there's not a really huge AAA title
right now.
That's exclusive.
On the Wii U,
They need exclusivity because one of the things they're doing
It'll come. They have a year basically of head start.
There's not a AAA title that uses the gimmick
to
its full functionality.
They have the 360 advantage from last time. 360 had a year on it that they had that whole time to experiment to get Xbox Live Arcade working, to get Xbox Live working.
Yep.
To get all those features primed before the Wii came out
and
PS3 came out.
Xbox also, and I'm not saying that Nintendo won't do this, but on release day, the Xbox 360 had a few more games ready for it.
It's true. No, it had honestly,
Microsoft holds back a little bit.
That was a bigger jump, too, I think. That generation gap was a lot bigger, so they had time to like prep for it.
Then again, we're also waiting on, because the first one to be released is the one that everyone knows is going to be the least technologically advanced.
Here's where it gets interesting.
So now we're seeing what the...
No. Here's where that gets interesting, actually, because the big news is the Wii U... Now, the big thing that's gone against Nintendo is they're like, their CPU is weak. It's barely as powerful as...
The thing I was saying is, out of the three new generation consoles... Because this is the start of the new generation ones.
The one new generation console?
But there will be two more,
presumably.
There
will be two more.
Supposedly.
If Sony doesn't eat itself.
Yeah, Sony's in its own little bubble right now of danger.
But yeah, it's a safe bet. It's not a guarantee, but I would say it's a safe bet that the Microsoft and PlayStation consoles will probably be a little more technologically advanced.
I mean,
probably.
Because they're coming out second.
I'd say
because
in some ways, yes.
Because they're companies that have the capability to do that because they have other technology. They have other CPU, like they have their compute companies that make computers. They have access to better technology than Nintendo does because they don't have to spend as much as Nintendo does to get the chips. So they'll probably be more technologically advanced. So they're going
to
show us exactly what the jump is.
Here's where it gets interesting, though. No, this is a big thing. Probably the biggest part of the launch thing is people starting to look into the actual development of it and looking at what goes into it. The CPU. Now here's the split that we saw going in was that a lot of the third parties that have worked with Nintendo in the past and are working directly with them, they're not making ports, they're making Nintendo games, Wii
right.
U games,
right.
have said that they've had an interesting time working with it, but they're making really technologically sound games, they're making pretty powerful stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This kind of thing you'd expect, and that's fine. And the folks who are making ports have been complaining about, like, God, the CPU is slow, it's unmanageable, we're having a hard time porting. For the Wii U.
Oh, wow.
And there's a reason for that, and this came out last week. This is the guy, I believe he's the guy who runs Zelda Informer, Nathaniel Rumfaldjank. I hope I'm not totally horrifying mispronouncing
you did,
but
Donald Rumfald?
Yeah. He put out an article about the CPU on the Wii U. Mm-hmm. What's interesting is, yes, the CPU is actually on the level of the Xbox 360 and the PS3,
right.
possibly even weaker. Where it gets interesting, and I want to say I was talking to one of you guys about it. It might have been you, John.
I probably wasn't listening. Go on.
The reason that it's less powerful, but it still produces these amazing things, is because they've programmed the system to put it all into their graphics processor, their GPU.
Right.
So the physics engine is no longer something that the CPU has to deal with. It's this graphics card that's doing all the math.
Right.
So the CPU is literally doing only the things that you don't need to see.
Mm-hmm.
So by using this incredibly powerful graphics processor that's cheaper than the stuff they already use, they can make a console for cheaper that is way the fuck stronger
right. so
and faster.
If you're basing things on old measurements and the old way of doing things, it
then
seems,
the Wii U is slower
worse,
and sluggish and possibly a step backwards.
But if you create from that platform from the get-go, you can use these resources and you have a better shot.
They go into I'll post the link to the article. Like it goes way further into depth about like mm-hmm. the tech specs and why it does that. But what you wind up with is something that's a lot faster and a lot stronger than you would really expect from a console right now.
Wait, it's the one
plus
gonna
one
make
equals
it,
three kind
if,
of thing.
If the PS3, if the PS4 and Xbox don't do the same thing, it's going to be really interesting to see how the two compete, because ports may stop happening between those two sets. If they're competitive, like on a graphical, on a programming level, they may not be getting ports anymore just because it's so hard to cross those two wires.
See, I wonder
what implications that would actually have.
See, I think
it's going to be interesting.
So I think one of the big things for Nintendo is they need to not compete directly with PlayStation and Microsoft on the technological sense.
I don't think they ever have.
I know they haven't, and it seems like the Wii U is making an effort
initially
to try.
It initially seemed like it was their attempt.
It was
like,
there.
Look, we
but
can do
yeah,
big computers
it's one
too.
I think they should pull back from that, especially mm-hmm. with because the fact that competing with Microsoft and Sony on hardware is a really hard fight. Mostly, not even on the idea of they will produce such vastly better stuff. It's the perception of them.
Right. Already they have that.
They have the leg
because
up
because the
on
Wii
perception.
Was just a glorified GameCube.
Yeah.
And
I think the perception of them technologically right now, yeah. if they
there
produce,
was a little bit of graphical.
However, I wouldn't be surprised if Sony, being so cash poor right now,
yeah.
actually kind of pulled the same trick to make the PS4 kind of maybe offload some of the
what
same
I'm worried
tasks
about for Sony. The biggest thing I'm worried about, because Sony's been brilliant with their, when it comes to consoles, they launch it at the perfect time for them as a company. With the PS3, they, wow, that's coming right, sorry guys. The PS3, they pushed with Blu-ray right at the same time. And that was a risky move, but it worked out for them
yeah.
really well at the time. It's
because if you're going to buy a Blu-ray player for $50, Blu-ray player,
it was a cheap,
bucks,
it was a cheap Blu-ray
get,
player.
Yeah,
yeah that's
even outside of being
flow.
A video, exactly. And it was a brilliant fucking move. It was great.
Yeah.
The PS2 was right as DVDs were at their height, as any other possible way of watching movies were dying.
Right.
Their ability to watch
my
DVDs.
My first DVD
was huge.
Player was a PS2.
Remember the PS1 and the VHS drive that they.
Yeah. Well, no. They had DVDs, but that was also. I mean.
I think Rick just told you that wasn't true, CJ.
I distinctly remember playing VHS tapes on my PlayStation.
When PS1 was still around, like video VCRs were still pretty much a thing. I still
yeah.
have.
Then again, I'm not worried about the PlayStation 4 because one of the big things
I'm
is
worried they don't have a proprietary.
I'm worried it doesn't.
Not
happen.
A proprietary. No. I'm worried that they
I was
don't
watching
have
laser
a,
disc on
a
my Genesis.
Format to no, really what, pair it with.
But the thing is, because they may not go format again
yeah.
with the format, they may stick with Blu-ray.
Yeah.
But I think the big
thing
is
they will
produce the PlayStation 4, and I assume it will probably be something magical, mostly because Sony mm-hmm. is one of those companies that even though they're struggling right now, if they put out that thing, it's less of a statement of we're going to make money off this. It's also a glamour thing. It's one they put out, hey,
yeah.
look what we can do, and that will help boost their stock right. price, which will give them more operating cash.
No. We just had this whole thing. They just sold off a whole bunch of their stocks.
Yeah, because they haven't put. They need something. They need those to actually get the money to invest in building those things that people go, ooh, Sony still has it. Like the Aquas TV. Sony's been putting out the 3D TVs and that kind of stuff. They put out neat things. And basically, they want to put out something like that still shows what they can make.
Well, while we're talking about systems that are the make or break point of a company, why don't we didn't talk about a lot last week. We pretty much did Thanksgiving the whole time. We didn't really talk about anything, so a lot of this is left over. Why don't you, rather than using our terrible soundbite for it that we used last time, last time, why don't you, John, you've used your voice for this before. Give us the opener for it.
Oh, which one?
Yeah, you know which one. We just did it. Go for it.
Ooh, yeah, no.
What? Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah, no?
I don't know. Is that the one you want?
No, it was ooh, yeah, oh, no.
Whatever.
Ah, God, Jesus. Well, eventually.
This is what happens when we trust Celia.
Wait till
I was the one who started that.
In particular, now the reason I wanted to bring it up was.
I don't even give a shit about the ooh, yeah, though.
No,
that's
the thing. I've been scouring the internet for any good news, and over the last 2 weeks, there's been very little.
Apparently, I'm not the only one who doesn't.
I don't think there ever was good news.
The last big news was Halloween. Wow. On Halloween, they released. Wow. So, I mean, with all this quietness, as the dev kits are getting ready to go out, and as
the Wii U just came out.
Yeah, the Wii U just came out, which I'm sure is eclipsing any... Oh, shit, I'm going to have to... We'll talk about this one next week, but there was something in particular about the Wii U that is aiming to stamp out the Ouya before it even happens. There was some very particular... They had some kind of...
Do you not remember, or do you want...
I don't remember. I remember. Okay. We'll save it for... I'll have to look it up again, but... So my question is, without any news and with it already being a risky thing, what do you think would convince you to buy an Ouya? What would save the Ouya to you?
The only thing is if it would play like a old fashioned emulators.
It does. Super Nintendo.
But is it really going to in production? Like, are they really going to let that go through?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's going to survive. I'd be surprised if they didn't get sued for it. But
right. I was going to say if I can play everything PlayStation and lower on it, yeah, I'll probably buy it.
Would you buy it if it could play Rockman X over?
No, I would not.
They need.
I'm actually getting rid of my iPhone just because it can.
It came out in Japan, by the way, and early reviews say it's just as awful as everyone expected.
Well, that's good.
They would need something as strong as Steam or the Xbox Live Arcade to make it work.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. You know, there's been very little talk about its like online, like multiplayer or connectivity.
How are you gonna get games?
Very little talk about it as a thing.
Well, no, but they've talked a lot about it being like, you know.
I think people are getting to the point where they feel like they don't want any more devices in their life.
I think we're starting to reach that plateau. I have many things
that I have to deal with power cords.
I have a phone.
Charging. Yeah. I got an Xbox and a Wii and a phone.
I was so happy to get my iPhone because I no longer need. Oh,
John's so awesome. He's got all this technology.
You have all that same too. Shut up, iPhone.
I have an iPhone.
We all have.
And you have
iPhones.
A computer.
Yeah.
And
yes.
You have a Wii. You're just
CJ,
a what, iPod Touch.
CJ, you've been pretty quiet on this one. What would convince you to buy an Ouya?
They systematically assassinated all the head developers in Nintendo, Microsoft, and Sony.
So basically destroying any other potential option whatsoever would convince you to buy an Ouya.
Yeah, pretty much.
I like how killing the presidents of Nintendo, Sony, and Microsoft end all their systems.
It does. Did you not know that? It does.
Ouya takes
yeah,
them over.
Yeah, I saw
if they
Mission
assassinate.
Impossible.
Yeah, there you go. No. Oh my God! So we didn't talk about Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
We need to talk about if anyone who is still on the fence about a Wii U, go to any game store. You know, they have the hands-on demos now. You can watch any game that
it's
you
so
want.
So fucking annoying!
And you can play Rayman.
I'm so pissed! I went there, right? So I don't know if you guys heard about.
I went to GameStop and I didn't see any. Yeah,
and they had a Wii U set up, and I was like, "Sweet, a Wii U!" And I made Megan stand there while I played it.
Yeah,
and actually, she played it with me for a little while. And
how did she play it with you? You can't play the game.
Well, hold on. So I went through systematically. I was like, Batman Arkham Asylum. And view demo is grayed out, but it says watch video. And I was like, okay, fine. That makes sense. Like, new Super Mario. Like, surely they'll have a playable demo for that. Nope. Like, come on. You've been doing New Super Mario for 10 years now. You can't get a demo put together?
New Super Mario is not even new anymore.
I know. They should call it... Recent Super Mario.
Recent Super Mario Brothers.
Well, anyway, the only game that they actually
I want to play some postmodern Super Mario.
They had eight They had 8 watchable demos, and then Rayman, which you could actually play. Ooh. And like, it seemed very pretty, actually. Like, it was very well animated. I've never played a Rayman game, so I didn't know what the hell was going on. And like, I eventually turned into like a bubble that I could control with the pad, and like, I could see how it could someday be a cool thing. Mm-hmm. But I think they've got a lot of work to do before there's actually a game that's going to be like, wow, this system totally makes sense. Like, I'm so glad that this weird gimmicky controller thing here is actually.
I think Zombie U is probably the first step towards that because the interactivity was built into it.
Way you say towards. Just pointing that out. Continue.
I mean, I'm
towards.
Because one of the big things one of the big dangers is like the Wii only had a few games that really ever used the gimmick well.
Yeah, there were
even now I can't really think of
it. But that's
any.
The thing. It is at the end of the
no
day.
No More Heroes is one of the few I can actually
at the end of the
of.
Day, it is still I think Skyward Sword used it actually very well. They did a very good job. No. You haven't even fucking played it yet.
Yeah, no. Whenever I see whenever I see CJ playing it, I just think of that.
Well, no, that was no. That was Twilight Princess had that effect to it. In Skyward Sword, you do actually have to pay a lot of attention to how you're swinging the thing around, or else you're really going to have trouble getting through. The first enemies in the game can block you.
I thought we were just implying that Rick Master.
Actually, I was just playing through on hero mode. I'm at the end of the game now. And,
yeah.
Especially at the beginning of the game before you get the heart medallion. And
yeah, that shit is crazy.
Yeah, you really have to pay attention.
I haven't even tried hero mode yet just because I want to sit down and really... Because, no, all the electric enemies I feel would destroy me every time. Such a fucking pain in the ass.
Well, by the time you get to the electric, or at least when I played through on this time, like I've gotten the heart medallion to make hearts appear. Also, you restart the game with all of your treasure and bugs from the last
save. Oh, that's cool.
So you can update everything like that.
Nice. All right. Speaking of Zelda, actually, Game Trailers has a great new thing coming up. They're starting a new a video series called Timeline, where they're going to go through all sorts of like video game franchises and talk about various timelines and kind of explain the story. I'm sure they're going to do a Metroid one, since that's one of the few really consistent, really solid timelines. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're going to do like Mario or anything like that.
Mega
they may do Mega Man.
Cool.
Mega Man's a good
Does
one.
Does Mario
as well.
Have a timeline?
Spoiler alert, Mega Man 1 through 10 are chronological.
No! But the big one, they're opening it with Zelda timeline, which is going to be big. They have made no mention of how long it's going to be, but they put out some teasers, some trailers,
so
things like that.
It sounds like a bunch of assholes talking about the order of the Zelda games, which is something that
it's not,
totally
it's not
don't want to hear or be a part of.
It's not just about the order of the Zelda games, which is now a thing. Like, it's an actual thing. We did that, but it's also, I mean, it's a known thing now. It's more about explaining the story and explaining how all that stuff fits together across those timelines and explaining, like, this is how Ganondorf does that thing.
Link could die in every game. But in Ocarina of Time, it's really important if he dies.
Yeah, it's the only one where if he dies, it's canon. That's fucked up.
Yeah. But I like that, though, because like, there's a 7-year period of time where you left the door open. Like, yeah, maybe you did die. Like, you deserved it.
Well, no, the idea is that you die in the final battle.
I don't know. They're never specific about that.
No, they are very specific.
I don't think they are.
Yeah. I thought the split for Ocarina
Hyrule
of Time.
Hyrule Historia is coming out in the shade soon. There's a limited. There is a limited edition of Hyrule Historia that you can buy online now, which has like a gold thing to it. There's gold foil stuff on it, and apparently there's some extra pages or something. It's cool. Go look for it.
But I thought I heard this from you, Rick, which is why I'm insisting on. I thought you said that basically, like, the Ocarina of Time split. Basically, Child Link dies because Ganon sneaks in and kills him while he's passed out.
No, that's what I said, and I still stand by
that. Literally, just now, that's what he said.
Oh, I said that last
time. Did you say
last time,
too?
Last time we talked
about that. They fight in the final battle, the one that you fight, and he kills you in the top of the tower.
Well, he never killed me at the top of the tower. He might have killed me when I broke into the Temple of Time and then blacked out.
Do you guys read TV Tropes? Anyone out there is a TV Tropes fan? They actually talk about why that makes Ocarina retroactively even cooler, in that all the early games take place in a timeline where the Hero of Time dies. The next game they come out with, Ocarina of Time, where you're actively not dying and changing the entire course of history.
Interesting.
That's a cool. I thought that was a cool little retroactive thing threw in there.
Yeah, Nintendo play on that.
Yeah,
I'm sure they'd be all right.
Until Dark Horse releases that version, I'm still sticking with Link dies when he opens the Door of Time.
Right.
I think that
makes
the most
sense. Let's get some quick stuff out here real quick before we go to break. Joseph Gordon-Levitt They put out a big thing on Tuesday where it was oh shit, he's going to be in the Justice League.
He's going to be Batman, by the way, I guess. Right?
And he's not.
No, the next day, his PR people were like, he is definitively not going to be involved in Justice League.
Oh, son of a bitch. Joseph that was Gordon. Awesome. Where'd that picture then come from? Photoshop?
Dude, did you see the mask? That was the most obvious Photoshop.
He would be the worst Batman
from my
ever.
iPhone when I read it once on the toilet. Yeah. Like, I don't really pay
Number two, we mentioned at the top of the show, two Bohemia Interactive employees who have been working on Arma 3 have been accused of espionage in Greece.
Oops.
Because while doing some research for their game, they were like taking pictures of just a whole bunch of like military style stuff, and apparently it was suggested that they were taking these photos as espionage for I don't know what for Czechoslovakia.
Czechoslovakia spying on Greece?
Ivan Bukta and Martin Pezlar.
To learn how to not run your country? Like, what?
I don't know. I don't fucking know, but it's crazy. They were denied an appeal. So this shit is getting serious.
Oops.
There could be some big... If they're found guilty, they could spend up to 20 years in jail. Craziness.
In what? In Greek jail?
In Greek jail. In a Greek prison.
Can't the America...
Greek prison is a nice way of what they call it these days.
Can't the America come in and just,
The America... Why would we save Bohemia Interactive... Why is that a thing that we...
Wait, where are they based?
I don't know. Maybe Czechoslovakia.
Probably Czechoslovakia.
Oh, well, yeah. They probably are spies then.
Yeah, then again, they may also be spies.
It could be. It could be a real thing. We don't know. The last one before we... A while ago, last year actually, there was a Pokemon app on the iPhone. Yes, thank you, John. In case you didn't know what Pokemon is, that little ditty should help you, jog your memory. Rick. Now, so...
Make
so,
some sound bites if you don't want me to do this.
Yeah, fuck you. Someone put out an app, very quickly shut down, because they were like, Nintendo didn't make this, it's illegal. They're actually putting out a real app now. Like, it's a full, like, I guess, Pokedex with a whole bunch of crazy stats and stuff for the people who are obsessed with that.
People who might maybe have spreadsheets.
People who
about
might...
Pokemon.
No, people... For example, who might have spreadsheet of natures to catch the most optimal ones. Wouldn't you say that some people do that, Beeble? Who knows someone who does that?
She stopped that after 5 minutes.
Mostly because of all the teasing.
Is this
he's
Holly?
Not answering. Yes.
Was this Holly?
Yeah.
Holly was
a... Let's name drop
Rick,
her on
the air.
Was
Holly
on
your spreadsheet Padawan?
No, I don't know. She just did it. And I was like, that's a little sad.
Yeah.
I told her that was a little sad.
I and my Pokemon spreadsheets think that your Pokemon spreadsheets are
I keep a
bit
list
sad.
Of what I caught.
No,
she keeps
they,
a list of
he,
like
he didn't think they were
hex
sad.
Numbers
he thought they
and
were
shit.
Juvenile.
Yeah, he thought they were not sophisticated.
But no, so there's
going to
be there's
going to
be in the iOS store. There's going to be a Pokemon app. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, no, I'd buy that if I was still 10.
Yeah, I'm not buying it. I don't give a shit. But
Nintendo has it for free. I think
that's true. Wait, what?
On the 3DS.
Yeah, they have a similar thing on the 3DS. Except
wanna,
it's in fucking 3D.
Do you want to do an app of the week real quick?
Yeah,
quick little
sure.
App of the week. Give me the jingle.
App of the week.
That was the worst thing I ever heard.
Wow.
This is our app.
You know.
Check out my app.
I think next week we'll bring the soundbite
back.
No, so this one
is my app.
It's not particularly nerdy, but I thought it was a cool app. Runkeeper. I've been using this for a while, and I thought it was one that deserves finally a shout
out. Just because it has a relation to fitness doesn't mean it's not nerdy.
Runkeeper
its name doesn't give it away.
Runkeeper, it's a great app. It tracks if you're going like running or just go for a walk or whatever. You can do a GPS thing. You can track where you're going, so where you exercise, how many calories you burn, how fast you're going. It's a cool little thing. I only rediscovered it because at lunch or during a break at my work, sometimes I'll just take a walk around the block.
Yeah.
During lunch, if I'm not hungry enough for lunch, I'll just take a walk a couple times and just like burn the hour. But so I decided to throw that on. I was like, why haven't I been doing this before? So Runkeeper, it's a very cool one. It's really straightforward.
It'll post it to Facebook for you too, right?
It'll post it to Facebook or Twitter if you want to do something like that. It'll show like a map, because if you want people to find you while you're on your jogs, and you can show up on an episode of CSI. So,
murder.
Yeah. It'll be perfect. You will be the person that they find in the woods. That's great.
Wow.
Why don't we go to a break?
Yeah,
I think it's time that
let's take a break.
Yeah, we got a couple songs lined up for you today. We got some mashups, little video gamey nerdy mashups.
Yeah, enjoy. Yeah.
Enjoy. Unregular Radio.
Without the body rock, the skis go out of
It's the CPAD.
Fuck you.
Gonna punch you in the throat.
Goddamn. Oh, I found the video, by the way. We were talking during the break about a couple things, and I mentioned that we were talking about some stuff we want to do eventually while we're here at Unregular in the future. We're talking about stuff like, you know, Rock Band Guitar Hero. I have a video online of me playing Guitar Hero, playing Play With Me, the song that we opened with, and we're actually going to close out with the rest of the song.
Yeah.
The first time I beat it, I happened to be recording it, so like the end of the video has me just going like, holy shit, like into the fucking video camera. So,
so how many likes do you ever like?
I don't know. Let me take a look here. Views. It's got 316 views and exactly one like.
Hey, not bad.
Posted
not
July 25th, 2007. There we go.
One out of 316 people that watch you like you.
There we go.
How does that make you feel?
That makes me feel great that I'm shooting at 1/3%. That's
the
good.
Way you explained it over the break, you're like, whenever I play with me, I recorded it and put it on the internet.
No, it's a song called Play With Me.
Yeah,
I know. And it's the only one I ever put online.
I hear you.
Wow. So we were going to last week talk about multiplayer games, and we kind of got lost in
that's
the
a
Thanksgiving
really broad,
talk.
Vague
it is,
topic there, Rick.
But in particular, I think that...
Let's talk about colors.
No. Hang on.
I like colors.
Thanksgiving and the whole Christmas season are all about coming together, your family and friends and all that stuff. So I thought it would be great to talk about multiplayer games, the ones that are the best at really like bringing everyone together into a great like multiplayer experience, and the ones that make you just want to fucking murder each other.
So Super Smash Brothers?
So, well, yes and no. That see, that's a tricky one. That could fall
and,
under
and
either.
Rick, there is
that's
one both, third. Yeah. There is one third category.
What's
because
that?
It's the holidays. Which ones can you play drunk?
That's true. That's true. There's some good. There's some good ones in there.
Yeah. Let's start with that. Which games are you better at when you're drunk?
Better at when you're drunk?
Better?
Probably Rock Band.
For me, Rock Band. There's a Tenacious D song.
There's a special level of drunk
Master
for
Exploder.
Rock Band.
I used to
right,
so
it's the bomber curve. You have to be
yeah.
three or so drinks in.
Yeah, the apartment that I lived at for 3 years had a drop ceiling,
yep.
and we had no mic stand. So what I would do, I would put the mic into the ceiling, like the cord,
and loop it down.
Stick it in the drop ceiling, and hang it. So it looked like I was in, like leading a fucking boxing match
nice.
With the mic hanging. So I would do that and play guitar. I was pretty good with it. And one day while drunk, I decided I was going to play Master Exploder.
And sing and play.
Expert
at the same
vocals,
time.
Expert guitar, and it happened to perk with them both. And I was like, "Well, I'm never going to do that again when I'm sober."
Wow, that's really impressive.
Yeah, actually. No, I was surprised as shit when I got through it. I'm literally by the end, just like, "Go, oh, God!" And that was a bad thing to throw on
nice
the air.
Job. I'm yeah. impressed. Yeah. Well,
someone tried
no
talking.
Your hand motion. Right?
Yeah. Someone. Yeah.
The little.
I'm just you know the jack off. My, no, I. Someone tried talking to me during it. I was like, awful. "Shut up! Wait for like 2 minutes, and I'll talk to you." You know.
Right.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
No, Rock Band's definitely one of them. Yeah. I don't know. What about you guys?
Well, same with me. I mean, when I usually sing when I play Rock Band, so I've got to be pretty socially lubricated if I'm going to do that well in somebody's yeah. living room.
So I would say the one there's one game out there that you can tell how much a person our generation played it. Just look at the palm of their hand and see how good they were at Mario.
Mario
Party,
the original
64,
Mario Party,
the original one.
You ground a hole into your left palm, specifically your left palm.
The fishing game was the one that killed.
The fishing game and the canoeing one too.
Canoeing, yes.
Canoeing. It was 1v3. It was a terrible one.
That was so good though. It was kind of like a rite of passage.
Let's
kind of
let's
thing.
Invite into this conversation because she's making all these motions in the back. Our producer for the show, Jackie.
Hello.
How are you?
Pretty good. I play some video games myself.
Yeah. What about you? What are your favorite like drunk like multiplayer kind of? What are your favorite drunk games? Drunk multiplayer games.
Drunk. I was gonna say just favorite multiplayer in general is definitely Call of Duty, but I can't play that drunk at all. So drunk. Definitely
it,
Guitar Hero or Rock Band.
See, is that?
So
I think
good.
We. I think
so
we all good. Kind of. That's kind of the universal.
That's
I guess
the one,
then. Yeah.
See, she brought now, in the fun one of online games.
Yeah.
Online games. I've I found it's a very mixed feeling I have towards them. Like, I'm a big League of Legends player.
Okay.
But one of the things is there's this sweet spot on when you can and cannot play the games. Like, I relearned that you cannot play League of Legends over a long weekend, like Thanksgiving weekend, because that's when all the 13-year-olds who just learned the word faggot play.
Oh, no.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I don't play online.
They have just figured out. They've found the dictionary of awful curse words and decided this will be the day that we'll try out every last one of them against whoever shoots us first.
Yeah, it's just like shut up, please shut up, please shut
just
up, please
stop,
shut
stop,
up,
stop, please, for
yeah.
love of God,
shut up.
Yes, all just you. You I'm pretty sure their language is two words: fag and noob. That's it. That's all they have.
See,
you have to toggle that mute.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's just like shut up, shut up, shut up.
Yep, you got it. And then like, oh damn it, I missed it that time. Damn it.
All right, you want to know a good drunk multiplayer?
Yeah, what
do
you got?
Game?
What do you got?
All right, I'm gonna preface with any Atari game, but in particular,
Texas Chainsaw Massacre on the
Battle
Atari.
Tank.
There it is.
Can we also just acknowledge
Battle
the way he's holding this
tank.
Microphone?
Or any of those
he
games,
might be drunk.
Any of those games that had the bullets?
No, you're talking the one with the red and the blue tank.
Yeah,
kinda,
yeah, yeah.
The
most important part is if you shoot off screen, the bullet just loops around.
Yeah,
and
it keeps going. That gets confusing.
Because when you're drunk, you will just spin around and shoot in any direction. And
he was like, I don't fucking know anymore.
You won't even
know
how to dodge because you. And,
Superman 64? Does that qualify as a drunk game? I feel like
no, multiplayer.
It's true. I feel like you could win that game drunk.
I've got,
but only drunk.
Only drunk.
I've got two suggestions on some, two of my favorite old school drunk games.
Okay.
GoldenEye.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Worms.
You were like Worms. 10 when GoldenEye Worms. Came out. How
GoldenEye on the N64?
Yeah.
Dude, drunk proximity, yeah. Mine, so? Man.
Right, yeah, fucking God damn.
I was saying drunk old school games.
Call me. Oh, I was gonna say call me old fashioned. I didn't drink when I was 11.
No, but yeah,
I was. It was.
Do you want to play?
It's hard growing up
year?
In Lowell.
that's like the best 64.
But no,
game.
Worms. I've played that drunk, and it is the most insane game to play.
Yeah, Worms Armageddon
there,
on the.
Because you're sitting there trying to do math. It's like, hold on, I think I got the angle of this right, and you completely miss.
Did any of you guys ever play? What was it called? It was a. It was very inspired by Worms. You played as little vehicles. They all had different. I'll have to look this one up.
Wasn't it tanks or something?
That was
it
wasn't real tanks life and micro machines.
No, it was a computer. It was a computer game. You downloaded it and you got to play as these different vehicles. That it was obviously inspired by Worms. It was like 4-on-4 matches and stuff. Big. I'll have to look it up. It started with like an N or something. I don't know. it was like Gunpoint, Gunsoft, something like that. Gunsmith,
Gunstar Heroes.
No, I'll have to look it up.
Compelling television, but
I don't know. I'll look it up in this somewhere. Fuck you. What about
Tony Hawk?
Are we qualifying that as a multiplayer game?
Yeah,
not really. It was kind of
the game that you play and you just like fucking hit every button and just be like, yes, I'm winning at this.
And when you're drunk,
specifically
and
too,
on a skateboard,
it's
only good things happen.
That happens all the time.
But
to
that's
me.
A single player game. I never really played it as a multiplayer game.
I'm pretty sure it had multiplayer features.
It did, but you never played it. When you played it as multiplayer, you just...
How come we haven't talked about Smash yet? So is Smash because it's like it's too sacred, you don't want to play when
it's
you've been
not,
drinking
it's
at
not
all?
Good.
No.
I'm always play worse when I'm drunk. And I just,
no, so that's what it is. Our house takes it too seriously, and so like if you've been drinking, you don't want to play because you're
no dude, I was at a party at you guys' place. There were like 7 people crowded around the TV for a pretty shitty match, I have to say.
Yeah.
They were taking it way seriously for being kind of shitty at it. Maybe it's because I went to WPI, so like we had people who mastered all the crazy glitches and shit, like wave dashing and all that.
You majored in Smash Brothers, right?
I did. Yeah. No, dude, I was part of. We had a game development club that was more famous at the school for hosting video game events.
Let
our Smash Brothers tournaments.
We had a game development club that was famous across the school for.
We had Smash Brothers. We had Smash Brothers and Guitar Hero Rock Band tournaments that were worth money if you won. So
I think one of the big things with Smash Brothers for me is I admit when it came down to it I was terrible at it. I was really bad. However, I beat people who like played that thing religiously by button mashing. That's the one thing I always hold over. That it was always weird.
Smash
that I
Brothers, you really
by button
Smash
really.
Brothers is harder to button mash at than your standard fighting
that.
Game. Other fighting games, even like Marvel vs. Capcom, stuff like that. Yeah, you can totally button mash and get in fake your way through.
I wish more places.
Smash
did that,
Brothers,
though.
Smash Brothers is harder because there's some platforming to it.
Right.
It's a little harder to.
I
wouldn't doubt that someone could.
Like I had the basics. Because I've played a lot of video games, so I knew it. But even like in the scope of. Like I'm like the worst at being okay at a game, but basically all of
you heard it here
like,
first, folks. Nick Beeble is the worst at being good at a game,
at being okay at a game.
Oh yeah, not even
basically
good.
What I all I was doing like we played like you guys were like some of us went and played in an actual like legitimate Nintendo tournament for that thing, and there was like 256 people played.
Yeah, we actually maxed out. We were not planning on that many people showing up, so it was 256
and
people.
And I signed up for the tournament just because I was waiting with you guys in line. I was like, sure, I'll try it. I'll get knocked out first round. I made it to the second round. I was there with a guy who had like gloves on and was like ready to play.
Okay, well the gloves, no. The gloves were actually being handed out at the event.
The gloves were made at the event. No, those weren't gloves handed out. Those were his own gloves.
This was for the Wii. This is when the Wii first came out. This was the Wii release thing when Brawl was first coming out because Nintendo actually sponsored the event at WPI.
Like he had his own gloves. He had his own controller that he brought because he didn't know that we were going to be able to play with we were.
I would have brought a fucking GameCube controller if I knew we were allowed to because I.
Yeah, it's way different.
I had never ever held the classic controller before.
Why don't
and it was
more,
way different.
Why don't more people host like public video game events? Like I made a small fortune during college.
We should.
The Cambridge Unos. Like hosted Rock Band nights every Monday.
There were a lot of places that
I would win. Our team would consistently win like $100-$150 every night.
I have
just by showing up.
I have won a real person guitar from a Guitar Hero tournament.
Oh, that's right.
I won a real person.
That's badass.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was, well, it could have been more awesome. What it was, there were 12 bars in Connecticut that were like, oh, we're hosting this tournament. You know, anyone, whoever wins at each of these nights gets to go on to the finals. And so, Beeble, you were with me on the
first
night.
It was really
night.
Funny. Was the only person who could have even competed with you.
Was you.
I had to play you first round.
Yeah.
And you beat me. And then basically when you got to the real one, it's like, if you can drive down here
ours,
tonight.
Yeah, a friend of ours, Dan, and his girlfriend, both of whom really don't play Guitar Hero, were third and fourth place. Out of that particular night.
And they weren't the only ones there.
No, they weren't. There were like 10 people playing in that bar. But so the finals, there were supposed to be 12 of us that were there. I want to say 4 of us actually showed up. And their controllers had like sticky keys and all that stuff too. So we're just like, we had no idea what the
so
hell.
You just won by showing up, basically.
No, kind of, yeah.
Nice
job. I won too. So I lost a song because the red button was sticky and I could not for the life of me do it. But I won on a Stevie Ray Vaughan song. It's pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know, but I want a guitar. I want a beer hat
Texas
and a beer
fun.
Shirt. So.
You're like an old man talking about his glory days with his rock band.
I will say one.
I
like
want a Coors Light
it's
hat.
All fake.
I want a Coors Light hat that I want to tape duct tape.
I was playing with Stevie Ray Vaughan and WPM.
I have a Coors Light hat that I won from it that I want to duct tape over. Just write beer on the duct tape.
Why?
Wear that around as a beer hat.
Is that it? I don't get it.
It's not a. What? It's not a thing. It's just a fucking beer hat.
I will say one of my favorite.
Why don't you just have it say Coors Light on it?
Right.
Because a Coors Light hat means
no,
I'm from 2000. What?
Coors.
All right.
A Coors Light hat means that I'm from 1,000 miles south and that I speak with a weird accent.
All right. I've got two games that I've tried to play drunk and I can't do it because I forget where everything is. But
yeah.
Sober,
the
two
first one is sex. But go on.
Two of my favorite multiplayer games, Castle Crashers.
Yes, yeah, that's a real. I haven't played that in a while. That game is hard when you go into the extreme mode.
And F-Zero.
Jesus. F-Zero GX.
It's pronounced Zero.
I wouldn't want to play F-Zero drunk.
Xerox.
See, those are two games you cannot play drunk because you.
Because
lose.
It's against the law to drive a car under the influence, people.
Because you can't remember where you are.
I don't know, man. I never actually played F-Zero, but I assume it would be mind blowing.
It's a more clusterfuck version of any racing game.
Any racing game.
Oh, hey, Mario Kart drunk is. Fantastic!
No,
yes.
No!
You're
yes.
absolutely right.
Yes. You know what? It is the best. One of the best ones. Drunk. I've done this exactly twice, and it's ridiculous.
Diddy Kong Racing.
No. Drunk Mario Party. And here's how you do it. You need an even number of people. Usually 8.
Every
you
time
eight.
You roll the dice, you take that many sips. Is that what you're?
No,
going?
No.
Oh, okay.
What you do? Well, aside from drinking constantly throughout it, you get to pick a side. You either control the left side of the controller. Or the right side of the controller, and someone else is controlling. Yeah, so every one of those games, you're like, oh, jump and do a pound ground fucking balancing act thing. It's now this crazy, like, left, no, jump, oh, fuck. And it was insane.
That
it was one
sounds
of the most
pretty fun.
It was a lot of fun. It was intense.
Yeah. That's like, we had friends who used to play Episode 1 Pod Racer
and hack
the games.
Oh,
so
that game was fucking awful.
Player 1 was the left half of the pod, and Player 2 was the right half
wow.
of the pod.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
Yikes.
So most of the game
our
was
good
just
friends Alex and Dustin
flying
apart.
Sounds
like something Alex
all right,
and Dustin
what about the worst? I have a couple nominees for the worst
imaginable.
I nominate
Pod Racer.
Oh, boy. See... I'm not talking just bad game. I'm talking ones that make you hate your friends. I got three. Three, right off the top of my head.
I've got first vote.
Yeah.
That Mario game where everyone could, like the multiplayer Mario one.
Mario Party.
That's
the one where you could jump.
Mario Party, that one too.
Where one person got all four things.
New
Super Mario Brothers. Where four things popped out, one guy got them and then jumped on everyone else.
New Super Mario Brothers Wii, where all of your characters are solid and you can accidentally bump each other to death.
That's hilarious.
It was amazingly bad.
That's hilarious.
It was a great game. It makes one of the most intense drinking games you will ever play. We got one of our friends to hate us.
And by the way, it's not you're
he
not,
literally stormed
you're
out.
Gonna, you're going to run out of friends soon.
It was his apartment, and he left.
Here's the drinking.
He left
game.
His own apartment.
Here's the drinking game and how you play it.
Yeah.
Drink every time you want to punch someone.
No, you drink every time you die.
Or just drink out of hate. Just sit there and drink.
Yeah. I think you drink every time someone dies, and
all
it
right,
just gets
Rick,
worse.
What were your other ones?
Let's see, other ones: Legend of Zelda: Four Swords.
Yeah,
that was the first example.
I feel like that's one of those games that nobody ever actually played.
Yeah.
No, a lot of people did. But the problem was it was one of the first four player all right. Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles.
Yeah, another one of those games that I feel like nobody actually played.
No, that
one
was big. That one a lot of people played that.
Did
one
you
got
play
hate.
That, CJ?
No.
Did you play that, Beeble?
That you're also asking, did I play a Final Fantasy game? I think that boils
down to
like two.
It was a game.
I was just using you to prove my point.
No. A lot of the gaming world was like rip shit at that. Penny Arcade did an article on that where it was Potato Moto selling a GameCube game to four, like, you know, vegetables or whatever. It's like, yeah, you got to do this, but you also have to stay in this car and stay next to each other the whole time. Also, you have to buy all these other. You had to play it on your Game Boy Advance connected to a GameCube.
Right.
And in the game, you had to stay like 5 feet away from one person, and
yeah,
it was a really
awful, right?
It was an interesting game and a very challenging game. But if everyone's not on the same page, you just want to fucking kill each other.
I got an. Oh, I'm trying to remember.
So what was it? You said there were three, right, Rick?
Yeah. The other one.
Said them all.
No, yeah, you said all three.
There was one more that now. That
was four.
You guys go. Yeah, no, because I wasn't thinking about Mario.
Oh, okay. I got one.
Oh, all right. You go ahead.
It's a game that just came out for the Wii. It's called Fortune Street.
Oh.
Here's what it
this
is.
This one's going to be in the same league as the one that I'm thinking
about. It's
similar
to it's Mario Party meets Monopoly meets Fuck You Everyone.
That's pretty similar.
It's basically you know what? It's
sounds
basically
like
someone was like, you know what Mario Party needed? Less fun and more Wall Street.
Oh, you know what I just remembered? Sonic Shuffle. Did anyone ever play that?
No, I didn't.
No.
I had that cuz I was like, "Oh, sweet, it's Mario Party but with Sonic." Except it was literally it was just Mario Party without the mini games. It was the worst goddamn game ever.
It
looked beautiful. It was on the Dreamcast and it was cel shaded and it was awesome. It was like Sonic and all of his friends and like I'm like, oh great, this is gonna be just as good as Mario Party, except there were no mini games. It was so bad.
That's Fortune Street, except it replaced the mini games with the idea of buying and selling stock.
Yeah.
And one of the big things is all you do is just inflate your own stock, and it's the dumbest thing ever.
We're gonna close this one out in a second. My last one was Dokapon Kingdom, which takes all those things and just removes all of those extra elements, and it's like Mario Party where everyone hates everyone the whole time. You are encouraged to fuck each other out of everything.
Maybe you should post a link as to why we would hate Dokapon Kingdom.
It's a good game. At some point, I want to do a Let's Play of it, just because it's so fucking crazy.
Do you have a spreadsheet for the Let's Plays you're going to make us do?
I have a text document.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Where I list them. Yeah. I want to get us back into that.
One more that I can't speak firsthand for, but from reviews I've read, games will make you hate your friends, is Nintendo Land, because for some of the minigames, apparently the player with the gamepad has a definite advantage over the players without
the
gamepad.
Oh, that sucks.
All right, so... Next week we're going to talk about...
Next week
is inspired by the Wii U. We're going to talk about, like, launch stuff. The launches of the games. What, like, which ones were good? Which ones were bad? What works when it comes to launches? Why
God
the Wii U
or
may...
Not.
The Wii U, I think, is kind of middle of the road as far as how successful its launch was. There have been better, there have been worse. And we're going to talk about that next week. Yeah.
I haven't really had time to have a good lunch with Wii U yet.
Yeah. And so...
Hopefully.
As always, Facebook.com.
Got Cookin' Mama on there.
Facebook.com/thedpad. We're DownrightDpad on Twitter, on YouTube. We have an iTunes. We have our website, dpadup.com. You can email us at downrightdpad@gmail.com. We got our Let's Plays as always. I don't fucking know. I'm Rick.
I'm John.
Still Nick.
And I'm everything.
Wow. Good night, guys.
listening to Unregular Radio.